Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Keith, for your words of welcome and for your hospitality here this morning. Thank you, Rick, or as we like to say, Mr. President. Thank you for your hospitality as well. It's great to be back at the National Press Club, especially to present our innovation agenda, our commitment to competitiveness to keep America number one. The United States' very existence is based on entrepreneurial ideas. Our founders had confidence that they were part of change in the world, and they had great faith in the future. That confidence and faith in the future was reflected on the Great Seal of the United States, where they inscribed Novus Ordo Seclorum in Latin, New Order for the Centuries. New Order for the Centuries. Imagine their vision. In establishing that new order, our founders broadened our horizons, expanded our country, and imagined a better world. They did so in a way that promised that each generation would have a responsibility to make America a better place for the next, for our posterity. It was in that tradition and with that same confidence, imagination, and faith in the future that President Kennedy challenged our nation to reach heights even higher than before. As he said in committing our nation to sending a man to the moon, the vows of this nation can only be fulfilled if we are first, and therefore we intend to be first. Our leadership in science and industry, our hopes for peace and security, and our obligations to ourselves and to each other all require that we make this effort. In answering that call to leadership in science and industry, America built the world's most vibrant economy and leads the world in scientific discovery and innovation. World economic and innovative leadership have continually been defined by American genius. Every advance once thought impossible was achieved by Americans. Splitting the atom, landing a man on the moon, mapping the human genome, and transmitting information across the world in an instant. Each of these discoveries and inventions launched new industries, created new jobs, and triggered even further innovation. We promoted an entrepreneurial culture, creating the most powerful public-private partnership that the world had ever seen by investing in long-term, high-risk ideas. All of these factors made America the breeding ground for the innovations and the inventions that increased our prosperity, enhanced our lives, and protected and advanced our freedoms. That dynamic and virtuous cycle of innovation is what secured our status as world leader, and that status has remained unchallenged until now. Today, the world has changed dramatically in ways that pose unprecedented challenges to our economic well-being. The underdeveloped countries of yesterday are the formidable competitor of tomorrow, or even of today. Those countries are following what has been the United States' blueprint for decades and which resulted in our own preeminence. As others have copied our blueprint, we have departed from it. They are investing heavily in improving their educational systems, establishing world-class universities, especially focusing on science and technology. We have fewer students studying math and science and fewer math and science teachers than we need. We will be graduating 70,000 engineers this year, India 350,000, and China 600,000 engineers and scientists. They are making a commitment to long-term investments in research and development. We are allowing our commitment to falter. Our federal support of basic research peaked in 1987 and has been flat or falling ever since. They are utilizing cutting-edge technologies to propel themselves forward. South Korea is an incubator for innovation and leads the world in broadband penetration. We are 16th in the world in broadband penetration. Even if the United States were following our blueprint for success, we would still be facing these challenges from abroad. But we aren't, and that only compounds the problem. Democrats believe that together America can do better. That is why, over the past several months, we've sought out the best possible thinking to secure America's place in the world as world leader in innovation. We went outside of Washington and met with leaders and CEOs from many fields, academia, venture capital, and entrepreneurs from high-tech, biotech, and telecommunication sectors who are creating the jobs of tomorrow. We held forums with these leaders in Silicon Valley, in Washington State, in Chicago, in Boston, northern New Jersey, North Carolina's Research Triangle, and we will have more. Many of my colleagues who hosted these sessions are here today, and I want to acknowledge them. I'll say representative ones. Representative George Miller, Representative Zoe Lofgren, Representative Mike Honda, Representative Rush Holt, Representative Jay Inslee, Representative Michael Capuano, Representative Bart Gordon. Oh, I said it once and I didn't. As a leader, I have to get all the points with them that I can. David Price, Anna Eshoo, Jan Schakowsky. Thank you all for your leadership. And many of the participants are here as well. So we thank you all for making those meetings such an important resource to what we are doing now. In each of these forums, my colleagues and I were invigorated by the freshness of the leaders' thinking and the depth of their commitment to the future. They took pride in the amazing history, power, and creativity of America's economic model and the inventiveness of the private sector. Many credited much of their success to public investment in education, in infrastructure, in university research, and institutions like the National Institutes of Health, the National Science Foundation, and DARPA. But they warned that the commitment of the public sector has not kept pace with America's challenge in the global economy. Today, Democrats challenge Congress and the country to renew our commitment to public-private partnerships that will secure America's continued leadership in innovation and unleash the next generation of discovery, invention, and growth. In addition to laying down this challenge, we are also laying out a series of specific goals, proposals, and timelines that, taken together, chart a clear path to a new era of American leadership and prosperity. This is our innovation agenda, our commitment to competitiveness to keep America number one. First, we recognize that in a globalized based economy, America's greatest resource for innovation and economic growth resides in America's classrooms. To create a new generation of innovators, our agenda calls for a qualified teacher of math and science in every K-12 classroom, and we issue a call to action to engineers and scientists to join the ranks of America's teachers. We will add 100,000 new scientists, mathematicians, and engineers to America's workforce over the next 4 years by providing scholarships, other financial assistance, and private sector opportunities to college students to achieve this goal. Second, we recognize that independent scientific research provides the foundation for innovation and future technologies. Our agenda will double federal funding for basic research and development in the physical sciences and promote the public-private partnerships that will translate new ideas into marketable technologies. For example, grants from the National Science Foundation have funded breakthroughs from everything from the internet to fiber optics to nanotechnology. We commit to double those investments. In addition, we will create centers for excellence across the country and modernize and make permanent the R&D tax credit. These investments will allow us to pursue long-term trailblazing research that gives rise to new advances, spawns new industries, and creates good jobs. Third, we recognize that nationwide deployment of broadband of high-speed, always-on broadband and internet and mobile communications will fuel the development of millions of new jobs in the United States. Our agenda guarantees that every American will have affordable access to broadband within 5 years. Universal broadband will propel advanced internet applications such as distance learning, health IT, video on demand, and voice over IP. Universal broadband, whether it's delivered by Wi-Fi, WiMAX, or hardline, will put all Americans, no matter where they live, no more than a keystroke or a mouse click away from the jobs and opportunity that broadband both creates and supports. As one young technology leader told us at one of our meetings, if you think you've seen anything yet with broadband, you ain't seen anything yet. The best is yet to come. Fourth, we recognize that only innovation and technology can lead America to energy independence. We should be spending America's energy dollars in the Midwest, not in the Middle East. It is vital to both our economic future and our national security that we develop sustainable, clean energy alternatives, such as bio-based fuels, as well as new engine technologies for flex-fuel hybrid and biodiesel cars and trucks. To accelerate this work, we propose a new initiative within the Department of Energy, modeled after DARPA, that develops high-risk, high-reward, revolutionary energy technologies. Our goal is energy independence, and we commit to achieving it within 10 years. Fifth, Democrats recognize that the need to create a competitive small business environment for innovation is preeminent. The evolution of an idea to a small business and then ultimately to an entrepreneurial success has been the spark for technological revolution in our country and will be key to our continued job growth in the future. Therefore, our agenda calls for affordable health care, small business financial support and technical assistance, and reduced regulation. Essential to our preeminence is the protection of intellectual property. Our agenda commits to protecting the intellectual property of America's innovators worldwide. These commitments taken together represent a Democratic decision in favor of the future. There will be those who say we can't afford to make these investments in education, in research, in broadband, in energy independence, and in small business success. Democrats believe that we can't afford not to make them. We have no choice. These are critical priorities for our nation. We intend to submit them to the rigors of pay-as-you-go budgeting so they will not add to the deficit, but instead will grow our economy. We know that America's world leadership will be secured by those who operate on the frontier of knowledge discovery. From the beginning of our nation, that frontier has been aggressively expanded by America's young people, who are not wedded to old ways of thinking or daunted by the encumbrances of the past or the present. For example, when I suggested to Google co-founder Larry Page that we intended to have broadband in every home in America in 10 years, he said, 10? Why not 2? You'll see that our agenda sets within 5 years as that goal. But the energy, imagination, and I would say with admiration, disruptive thinking of America's young people is propelling us into the future. Our innovation agenda is a challenge to the country and the Congress to drive those forces for change. Our innovation agenda is part of our vision for a stronger America. It is aimed at our common future. It is our commitment to America. And it is an agenda that reflects our most basic conviction that working together for the common good, there is no challenge too great for the American people. Because of the spirit, optimism, and ingenuity of the American people, Democrats believe that together America can do better. This is our obligation to the future. This is our democratic commitment. In the words of President Kennedy, we intend to be first. Thank you.